WildTalkRadio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward, we're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
So sad. I lost points.
It's epic.
I like my points.
But it's epic.
But I like my points even better than epicness.
Oh, you'll get them back. You still have 5 weeks till Mania? You'll get them back.
Like 6. But who's counting? 7 maybe.
Then why are you whining?
Because I lost points tonight.
Oh Lord.
But I lost points. In a contentious battle for points, I lost them.
Oh, because you know you so are hurting for the lead right now.
Oh, that's right. I am still in the lead. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Garrick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rockin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Because, you know, you need reminding. You're in the lead. He's in the lead, y'all. But I'm not last place anymore, so there.
I need that little bit of encouragement, you know?
Do not.
I do, too.
Do not.
I kind of do.
No encouragement necessary here.
Of course not. So, tonight's main event, and that's where we're starting, was for the WWE Women's Championship, Charlotte versus Bayley. They made a point to try to kill one another tonight in this match.
I think somebody's feeling the need to outdo somebody else after last night. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Like Bayley whiplashed into the bottom turnbuckle.
Charlotte almost killed her with a moonsault.
Charlotte almost killed her with a moonsault. Oh my god, it looked vicious. She did the moonsault off the barricade as Bayley was standing, and she was like, all her weight just came down on her shoulder and neck. It's like, oh my god, that looked like it hurt. I'm surprised, like, she could continue after it for a minute. It's like, she okay? Is she okay? Is she okay? Okay, she's alright. Okay, good. We did not have him blame Brent. Thank god. That we know of yet.
That we know of yet, but she seems like she's okay. I mean, they were pretty hard-hitting, very vicious in this match with each other. They were working very close together.
These two have great chemistry. I like the spots where, alright, Charlotte does like the roll through to get out of an armbar. Bayley rolled with her. That was just great. It shows, okay, we know each other so well, we're just gonna roll together at the same time, so the move stays on. I thought that was fantastic. It's little things like that.
Yeah, I mean, they've worked together almost their entire careers, so they know each other. They know each other really, really well, and I said that to Rock. That's the nice thing about the crop of women that are coming up from NXT is they've all worked together and they've all known each other pretty much their entire, you know, careers, the entire length of their careers. So they all work really well together. There's chemistry, there's bonding, there's just, yeah, it's awesome.
Dana Brooke comes out gets knocked down. You don't even see her face. You see everything but her face. It was just someone in blonde wig, maybe it could have been. No, but it was Dana Brooke. She got knocked down. She tried getting up again, but got knocked back down again.
I get knocked down, but I get up again.
Never going to keep me. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Thank you for catching on to that.
You're welcome. I try to help.
Sasha Banks came down with her crutch, took out Dana Brooke, helped Bayley get out of the figure four by hitting Charlotte in the boobs with the crutch.
Hey, that hurts. That's like kicking a guy in the nuts.
I understand this, and that's why the figure four or figure eight broke up. And then, Bayley to Belly, 1, 2, 3, your winner, and new women's champion, Bayley.
Okay, I'm going to say this. One, I'm really, really, really happy for Bayley. I know I don't sound like it, but I'm really happy for Bayley. It is well-deserved, but I wish they had saved this for Mania. I really, 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 from the bottom of my heart, wish they had saved this for Mania, just because I think it would have been that much more spectacular on Mania.
I honestly thought when the crutch came involved, they were going to call it a disqualification, and I think they should have. I really thought that should have been the finish. I'm okay with Bayley as champion. I like that Bayley got her belt. I don't want to see her lose the belt in 3 weeks at Fastlane, which she probably will, and that's what the chat's bringing up. It's like, we may see the pop potato again, and that would suck.
Yeah, I don't want... Here's the thing. I want somebody to take that belt off Charlotte, and I want somebody to keep it off Charlotte. It's time. It is beyond the time. It's like, I don't want another 6 months of Bayley and Charlotte trading this title back and forth like they did in Charlotte and Sasha. And that worked for Charlotte and Sasha, but it got old at the end. It's like, somebody just win the title and hold on to the title. Which is what they did. They had Charlotte get it and hold on to it. Now you have Bayley have it. And it's like, let Bayley keep it for a while. Let her defend against Charlotte. Let her beat Charlotte.
Now, if I'm booking this, I don't give Charlotte the rematch. I do Sasha and Bayley at Fastlane.
You have Sasha turn?
No, I just do the match.
You know, honestly, I would build to that.
But here's the thing. There's no winner in that match. Charlotte screws that match up.
No.
Yeah, and then you build to WrestleMania with a three-way or even a four-way.
See, I would burn Charlotte's rematch at Fastlane just to get it out of the way.
But if you do that, it's going to go back to Charlotte because they're not breaking the streak at Fastlane.
Unless you have Sasha interfere. Because she could interfere on Bayley's behalf, which would mean Bayley loses the match, but she keeps the title, and Charlotte wins, and she wins on a technicality. So her streak is intact, because she's won, but she doesn't come off with the championship, and that burns her rematch for that round, which means then it can lead into Mania, where you do the multi-man. And then after Mania, you can redo Charlotte-Bayley, because Charlotte got screwed by Sasha. And then by that point, Bayley will have had it for almost 2 months, which is then an appropriate time for her to potentially lose it.
I guess. Now, Lorraine's ring, Bayley looked weak because she needed help. Here's the thing with this. There's a reason why Sasha did it. Sasha was never getting another title shot with Charlotte as champ. So she needed, in her mind, to get the belt off of Charlotte. That's why she helped Bayley tonight. And that's going to be the underlying reasoning down the line for that.
I think it makes Charlotte look equally as weak because you had Dana Brooke get involved.
But that's a heel.
But yeah, I mean, it's like you had Sasha get involved, so it's like once Dana Brooke showed up, you knew somebody was going to interfere on Bayley's behalf, and the only person that's going to do that is Sasha. And we could have seen a turn on from Sasha tonight. We may see it next week. I don't know. They don't have enough time to really build a Fastlane, so I don't think we're going to get anything between Sasha and Bayley at Fastlane.
At this rate, you never know.
At this rate, you never know, but I just doubt it because I don't think they have the time to build it properly. I think everything that they're doing right now, they're starting all the Mania feuds, and they're just going to do a really simple pay-per-view for Fastlane and set it up really easy and then go right into Mania. Like, Fastlane's just going to be that hop, skip, and a jump for Mania, kind of like what Chamber was.
Yeah. LeMans brings up, like, after Bayley won, Sasha takes a crutch to Bayley. Well, they weren't going to do that because of what else happened tonight, which we'll get to in a bit. But first, moving on the show, because we've got some stuff to get to. Stephanie was in charge of the show tonight. Mick Foley had the week off. She announced that tonight Roman Reigns would be in action because Roman won Braun. Braun had a match against Mark Henry. Don't ever book that again. Please don't ever book Mark Henry versus Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman won that match, by the way. So,
I will say, though, it was really super impressive that Braun Strowman got Henry up and slammed him.
That was impressive, but I'd never need to see that again. Never, ever, yeah, ever, ever, ever.
Once is good.
Once is good.
Once is fine.
So, Stephanie made Roman Reigns in a match because the club came out, and they wanted a fight, a two-on-one fight, so she put Roman in action in honor of Teddy Long. Holla, holla, player. We have a match, player. He's all about the tag matches, but holla, holla, play.
Well, he's going into the Hall of Fame, so, you know, you gotta do the holla, holla.
You gotta work it in somehow. Anyway.
And he doesn't have Randy Orton or The Undertaker, so you know he's got to work with what he's got.
Well, she's got, yeah, because it was Steph booking it.
I know, but still.
Anyway, Roman won via disqualification because Anderson Gallows wouldn't get out of the ring, so the ref called for the bell, match gets thrown out, Roman wins by DQ, and Gallows and Anderson bailed. Kofi Kingston versus Bo Dallas happened on the show.
Bo!
Kofi said Bo was alone and questioned if he's a social outcast.
Really? Really? Really?
And then Big He had the blueprint for the New Day ice cream.
Which Bo Dallas promptly destroyed.
I thought that was a great heel moment. I thought that was awesome.
It's like, go Bo. There you go.
They're like, no, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And then he ripped them in half, so they're going to have to redo them. I thought that was good. Kofi won, but I thought that was a cool heel, old school heel moment.
And bless Bo, his beard is finally filling in.
Yes, it is.
He finally grew facial hair. I'm so proud of him. He's been working on that thing for like 6 months, but bless him, he finally got it.
So, we mentioned Braun Strowman versus Mark Henry. After the Braun Strowman-Mark Henry match, Roman Reigns came out and started trying to power up on Braun Strowman. Superman punch, and Lindsay's over here going, oh god, they're going to make Roman Reigns stronger than Braun Strowman, because they were trying to do that.
I was terrified of it. It's like, okay, you just made Braun Strowman look really impressive with the way that he put a beatdown on Mark Henry. I mean, he picked up Mark Henry and he slammed him down like he was nothing. Braun looked like the beast that he is, right? Then you have Roman come out, and this is nothing against Roman. But it's like, Roman, after beating Mark Henry, Roman should not be able to beat up Braun Strowman like that. He shouldn't be able to, because it's like Braun Strowman just put the hurting on Mark Henry, who is equal in size, stature, and weight to Strowman. So it's like, you shouldn't have a smaller dude come out and beat up Braun Strowman. That shouldn't happen, let alone overpower him and just annihilate him. It's like, no, no. I love Roman as much as the next person, but no. Uh-uh.
Strowman laid him out with the slam and said, you can't win.
Which means Roman's gonna win.
LeMans asked this question, and we'll get to it right now. Rumor going around that Finn might be cleared to return to the ring. Apparently the rumor is not true. Whoever claimed it was an actual thing, he's not been cleared. First off, anybody thinking it might be Baylor versus Owens at Mania? No. Y2J versus Owens is the match. Not Y2J versus Owens versus Baylor for a title. No. It's going to be Goldberg and Brock for the title. It's going to be Kevin Owens versus Chris Jericho for the U.S. title. That's Mania.
I don't think they have any plans to have Balor on Mania this year. I think the plan is because he's probably not going to get cleared till right around WrestleMania. So I would almost bet he shows up the Raw after Mania, which is a year after he went out.
No, it's not a year.
Close enough.
No, it's not even close enough. He went after SummerSlam.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry. For some reason, I thought he won the title at Mania last year.
I could see him showing up at Mania, but I don't see him having a match. There's nothing for him right now.
There's nothing for him right now, but so it's like I can see him showing up the Raw after Mania to try and claim his title. I can see him, you know, causing stuff with Hunter, you know, siding with Rollins, what have you. I can see him showing up after WrestleMania, but as it stands right now, for him to do anything physical, no. No, they're keeping him out as long as possible to ensure that he is fully healed. I think they're trying to do that with all of them, where when they say it's 6 to 8, you stay out
eight
to ensure that they are fully healthy, because I think they're tired of people getting hurt, going out, rehabbing, coming back, and getting re-injured. I think they're tired of people trying to accelerate the rehab time because it's not good for them. So it's like, if the doctor says, you know, you need to be out this much time, it's okay, you are going to be out this much time. I think the only exception to that is probably John Cena, because they're not going to tell John Cena no, but everybody else is, no, you stay out this long, unless they're just desperately needed.
In 205 Live action on Raw, Jack Gallagher beat Nomar Dar with Alicia Fox. The announcers even got into Alicia Fox.
I love this. That's just a thing now.
It's a thing. Solid match. Went 3 minutes. And Akira Tozawa beat Daivari with his German suplex.
Another solid match.
Samoa Joe was interviewed by Michael Cole. Should mention Samoa Joe arrived with Triple H.
Good continuity there.
And Cole was interviewing, and basically he brought up a lot of things about Triple H. He said the only man he cares about is Triple H, who gave him a chance. Cole asked why Hunter picked him, now called Joe up from NXT. Joe said his actions speak for themselves. Cole questioned if It's because Hunter is afraid of Rollins. Joe said Hunter doesn't need to justify anything. Joe said the only reason he wasn't in WWE is because the company was afraid to hire him. Joe said he's dangerous, and basically boiled down to how you can trust, you know, he's not like Shawn, Batista, Randy, or even Rollins. Hunter can trust them. He said all those men have relationships with Hunter, and they all went sour, and were relationships that Hunter left in his wake. Joe said the difference between him and those men is they all needed to be propped up by Triple H. Joe said he's not those men, and he doesn't need Hunter's help. I don't need to be propped up. I don't need to be his heavy. And he's not just happy to be here. He's not just some guy like Sami Zayn, who's happy to be on Raw.
Why are you going to be taking shots, Joe? Why? Sami has done nothing to you. I mean, why do y'all got to pick on Sami like this? He is just out there doing his thing, being himself, and y'all are just taking shots. I mean, what the hell? Leave him alone.
Sami Zayn beat Rusev in a good match. After the match, Zayn said it was a step in the right direction and a huge win over a huge opponent. Zayn said he's all about coming back from a tough loss. He heard Samoa Joe comment that he's no Sami Zayn, and that's true because he doesn't clean up messes for others. Do what he's told to do or sell out. Zayn started talking about Mania season. Joe's music hit. Joe jumped Sami. Joe choked down Sami. He screamed, "Say my name. You say my name, you put respect on it." That was a great attack, which, like, we all knew Joe was coming.
Yeah, we're both sitting here going, "Turn around, Sami. Turn around. He's coming from behind. Turn around." Sure enough, boom, there's Joe. And it's like, oh, okay. But this was solid, so it looks like we're getting Zayn and Joe at Fastlane, which is not going to be a bad match at all.
No. Backstage, Cesaro and Sheamus were helping Bayley prepare for her match. They got interrupted by Enzo and Cass. I just want to point out that she was doing punches with Cesaro, and then Sheamus punched Cesaro in his hand. That whole relationship is awesome.
It's my favorite trio. It's mom, dad, and their disobedient teenage son. I love it.
Good way to put it. Which led to Enzo Amore versus Cesaro. Cesaro beat Enzo. Little bit more stuff going on between there, setting up probably some sort of match at Fastlane, it looks like to me.
But something else important happened.
And what's that?
We got a shout-out.
Oh, that's right. We did get a shout-out when they were backstage, because if you listen closely, here you go, as I turn up the sound.
After what you two muppets pulled last week, cost us the Rag Tag Team Championship.
Did you hear that? I think
the
I
rack.
Heard, he said the Rag Tag Team titles.
Sheamus is a fan of the Rag.
I gotta hear that one more time.
After what you two muppets pulled last week, cost us the Rag Tag Team Championship.
Hi, Sheamus. You're welcome on the show anytime. Thursday night, it's 10 p.m. Eastern.
We were happy to interview you. Ding!
Just saying. But that wasn't the only big moment tonight.
It wasn't?
There was a huge historical moment. And Melina showed up.
Oh my god. Yes, after 17 weeks of promos, we've been waiting so patiently. She saunters out there in her beautiful gown, which is all sequined and mesh and see-through and beautiful and everything like that. And she just basically walks out, takes one look at the crowd, goes, "Screw it, I'm done. I'm so done with this crap." And she goes, "Thank you for watching the transformation. You're going to see the transformation back from Emelina to Emma." And turns around and leaves.
So she saw her shadow in 17 more weeks of promos.
Basically. So all those promos, they're not even going to do the character. It's fantastic. I love it. Cool. I love it. It's like, that's an awesome debut.
Great troll job.
Where she's just like, "It's crap. All right, I'm going back." And she just turns around and leaves.
So, we mentioned Triple H showed up with Samoa Joe. Jericho was talking up the festival of friendship with Kevin Owens. And then Triple H showed up and he wanted to talk to Kevin Owens by himself for a moment. So, they had a conversation. Just leaving that out there. But then we go to the festival of friendship. Let's see. We had Vegas Showgirls. Chris Jericho in a sparkly jacket and hat.
He glowed.
The Jericho's all excited. Kevin Owens is like, "What the hell is going on?" Jericho walks down with the showgirls. Kevin Owens just follows behind.
Kevin Owens is like, "I'm married. I'm not going down with any of them."
We have a whole bunch of pyro. We then hit the ring, and there's stuff covered up. Under one blanket is a sculpture made by Ralph Guggenheim. It's their relationship twirled together. Cost $7,000.
I'm already losing my crap at this point.
The statue looked like they were kissing. That's part one. Part number two, he had a painting done called The Creation of Kevin, based off The Creation of Adam painting. Kevin was uncomfortable. Jericho, it said it's art, so you don't need to wear pants.
This is true.
It was some really creepy artwork.
But it was an amazing Photoshop job.
Yes, it was. Then he brought out the friendship, the magician.
Who he found on Craigslist.
He found on Craigslist. And Owens was like, his son can do the same tricks and he's only 9. And then the magician got put on the list. Jericho said he had one final gift. And what would this gift be? Well, he said he should have made it sure Goldberg didn't make it to Fastlane. So Jericho said he was going this week by calling him out. Jericho said that when Goldberg came to the ring, he was going to get... And we go to commercial break. Awkward, awkward commercial break. And he comes back, still pointing his finger. It. And it was Goldberg. Kevin Owens quickly beat up Goldberg, and he was not impressed by Goldberg. Jericho said he thought Goldberg was funny. He said he was sorry that it wasn't what Owens thought it would be, but he wanted to do something special for him. He said working with Owens over the last year has made it one of his favorite years. He said he has a lot of partners, but he didn't have the chemistry with them that he had with Owens. Jericho guaranteed that Owens, that he would beat Goldberg because he will have his back. Owens is like, he feels really bad, and it's like, you did all this, and you know, you went through all this trouble, and it's like, they hugged. Owen said he felt bad because he got Jericho something too, but it was nothing compared to everything he got. So, he gives him this gift. Jericho opens it up and says, oh my god, it's perfect. It's a new list. Because this is getting beat up and everything like that. Jericho then looks at the gift closely, and he goes, why is my name on it? And on the back it reads, the list of KO.
And it's, oh, here comes the turn!
Owen then just goes into straight on attack mode, beats Jericho down, throws him out of the ring, into the barricade, rips the jacket off, powerbombs him into the side of the ring.
He mauled Jericho. Let's just call it what it was. That was a mauling.
Jericho gets put back into the ring, and Jericho gets thrown into the TV, and down goes Jericho.
And I have to say, they did a really fantastic job of selling Jericho going into the TV, because they immediately got a towel on him, making it seem like there's blood, even though there was no blood, it was completely safe. They had the towel on him, they had gloves on, they were really selling the fact that Jericho was supposedly bleeding. It's awesome.
And he got taken off in an ambulance.
Really, really well done.
But that's all of Raw. Big angles, big championship moment, a really good show. This was a really good show tonight.
This was a really strong show. I really enjoyed it. I'm not going to enjoy it as much as SmackDown tomorrow, but still a very, very good show.
Before we plug the rack, tomorrow night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, we'll have WTR Sims. I need a clever name for it, so right now it's WTR Sims, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. We're going to sim some stuff, because it's been a lot of fun. So twitch.tv/rackradioshow. But this Thursday night, though, it's the celebration of Wyatt on the rack.
That's right. We are talking all things Elimination Chamber, where I get to sit here and squee about Bray Wyatt being successful in the Elimination Chamber, and he is the new WWE World Heavyweight Champion. Yes! Points! Spoiler alert. So tune in Thursday night for that. We're also going to be talking NXT. We've got news, we've got notes, tweet of the week, all your favorites. The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show, where you can see Mashup Monday with Championship Wyatt.
It's so pretty.
Saturday night, midnight edition, is another edition of CB Radio, which is your only excuse to be home on Saturday night. This Saturday night, we're doing the Greater Than Great Debate Presidential Edition. 128 of the greatest presidents of all time. Who will it be? Tune in. Find out. Midnight Dish, Saturday night, CBRadioLive.com, #BlameRob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Heartbreak Mike, and The Omega, live, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11, 10 p.m. Eastern, at Wild Talk Radio on Twitters, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD, and my website, psychboarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Journey Today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. And Matt, your list wasn't that bad. Anyway, we'll see you next we'll see you Thursday night for the Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.